Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show.
What? Jenkins and Alfred Part 879, Birthday Vegetables. In the last episode, people are upset about nuts. In this episode, people are upset for different reasons.
Why is everybody gotta be upset all the time?
Wait. Is that country song from the 2000s?
What?
The one with the guy with the cowboy hat.
Huh?
Tim McGraw. What did he say?
I don't know why you have to be angry all the time.
Yes, isn't that what you just said?
Not exactly.
It was very close, though, wasn't it?
I mean, maybe close enough for a conversational discussion, but they were two completely different thoughts.
Yes, but you could see how someone would think that perhaps you were trying to say the name of a song and just couldn't remember it.
When have I never not remembered the name of a song?
I'm confused. That was a double negative.
I was trying to be positive. Isn't two double negatives a positive?
I feel like we started off on the wrong paw here, dog. Let's start over.
I don't understand why everybody has to be angry all the time.
There it is again. That sounds just like that Tim McGraw song. Do you think he was singing it to that woman with grace?
Grace?
Hope?
Hope?
Love.
What are you saying?
Grace, hope, and love. Of all the...
No, do you mean faith, hope, and...
Oh, faith! That's what I meant. Do you think he was singing that to faith?
I don't even understand the words that are coming out of your mouth right now.
Well, that's because I didn't make sentence.
Oh, I getcha. Throwback.
Oh, hello, dog.
Whoa, sounded a little bit like the queen there.
We don't have a queen anymore.
Too soon.
Oh, okay. Anyways, did you know it was my birthday today?
Oh my gosh, we've been over this. Wait, hold on. We're about to have the same argument again, and then I remembered how it ends.
That's right, dog.
Happy birthday, Jenkins!
There you go, dog! I'm glad you know! What, he knows what? Oh my god, Chuck! How long have you been standing on my tail?
For like 5 minutes?
How come I didn't feel it?
Oh, because I'm got these special shoes that is shaped in the way of a cat tail. Like, it's circular, so it looks like I'm standing on your tail, but actually it's free to move.
What? What? What is this sorcery? Who sells shoes that are shaped like half a cat's tail?
This guy on the internet? That actually sounds believable.
Well, yeah, I don't question it. Anyways, Chuck, every day is my birthday.
How could you be born every day?
Go back and listen to the old episodes, Chuck. It's in there. We already hashed this out.
Yeah, you just got to go along with it at this point. So how'd it go? Did you get any good presents?
I did. Look at this bag of candy corn.
That bag of candy corn has someone else's name on it.
I don't know. I can't read. I'm just a cat.
No. You've said before you learned how to read in school.
Oh. That says mine.
What?
Yeah, that's how mine is spelled. M-I-N-A. That's mine.
No, that's not how mine is spelled.
I think you're wrong, dog. That A is the Greek letter for E.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Just go with it, dog. That bag is mine.
Okay.
And I'm very excited because I already ate 15 of them and I only lost one tooth.
Wait, you already lost a tooth?
No, you missed it. I ate 15 and I only lost one tooth.
Is that good? Chuck, look up the numbers.
Yeah, actually, that's a good ratio for him.
Oh, my gosh. Why are you losing any teeth? I thought they were all fake anyways.
My teeth have 9 lives, dog. They grow back. I don't know what's happening.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's like a worm's tail. You chop it off and back it comes.
But only 9 times?
Per tooth, dog. That's like 746 teeth.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, you don't know. You haven't done the math. Chuck, it's 24 times 9.
Definitely not 746.
Okay, fine. Whatever it is, I've still got more than you all.
Well, except for that one that just fell out. Ignore that one. That's a
keeper.
What do you mean?
I keep them.
What do you mean?
I keep them. I kept one of the backpacks when I sold them all, and I keep all of my loose teeth in them.
That's disgusting.
No, it's comforting.
Okay. Speaking of souvenirs, what is that over there?
That's my camera.
You got a camera?
Of course. It's there, isn't it?
Wait a minute. Don't ask too many questions, dog. You might not like the answers.
Well, I'm actually going to take you up on that one. Well, do you want me to take a picture of you and the candy corns?
Yes, because the bag says mine.
Okay, sure. All right. Why don't you hold it up and smile? Nope, don't smile. That's where your tooth fell out. Just keep your mouth closed. Very good. Good job. Chuck, do you want to get in there?
No, I don't want Chuck in my picture.
No, I'm fine. Well, what about in the next one?
Oh, yeah. I'll just do one by myself with the candy corns and then one with Chuck.
Okay, here we go. One, two, say cheese.
Cheese.
No, never mind. I forgot about the tooth. Just smile.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Okay. What just came out of the top of the camera?
I don't know. It's all white. It's probably just trash. I'm going to throw it.
No. I think that might be a photograph.
What? What's a photograph?
It's a thing that they used to do to make pictures happen.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how now we just take pictures and they're all digital and you look at a really nice screen and you're like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
People didn't used to have screens then, things that did that.
They didn't?
No, come on, dog. You've seen pictures around before.
I thought they were just all screens.
No, it's a piece of paper with chemicals on it that shows a photo.
Wait, I thought it was a photograph.
Okay, it shows a picture, and the whole thing is a photograph. Something like that.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, it's not just white anymore.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Oh, my gosh. I see a faint hint of orange and maybe yellow. Ooh, and a shadow in my mouth.
Did you smile?
I did. I can't not smile. Look at all this candy corn. And it's mine.
Uh-oh. Well, let's get off that subject. Look. You can see the background now.
Oh, no. Chuck!
What?
What were you doing back there?
I think I was picking my nose.
No, I mean, why were you in my photo?
Was I in your photo?
Come on, Chuck. You know you were in there.
No. Literally, I was trying to get out of the background because you said you didn't want me in there. And then I think something flew in my nose. Then I tried to work it out. And next thing I know, we were talking about photographs.
Oh, man, you photobombed me. What's it look like now, dog?
Oh, actually, look, now you're full and clear there in the front. Chuck kind of faded into the background.
Phew. Phew is right, Chuck.
Well, I wasn't trying to mess it up.
No, it's actually a pretty good photo. Look at that. I look amazing. They should make more film like this.
I think there's lots of cameras and film like this.
Well, why doesn't everybody have one?
Because it's easy on the phone. It's cheap and...
What do you mean cheap? Phones are expensive.
I know, but buying film and all that stuff and then having places to put them...
People could figure that out. People, come on. Go get yourselves a film camera. Maybe like a Polaroid or an Instax kind of thing. It's so cool, you can see it immediately.
Well, not immediately.
Whatever, it pops out of the camera and then it starts to develop like magic.
Okay, dog, we've got to set up a photo shoot. We've got work to do. Come on, Chuck, stay out of my photos.
Okay.
Just kidding, you can come in whenever you want.
What?
Yeah. Huh? Okay, bye!
The end.
What?
Beep!
What was birthday vegetables all about?
What do you mean?
I heard him say birthday vegetables.
Oh, okay. So we were having a discussion earlier about corn. And I was like, corn's definitely a vegetable. And they were like, no, it's not a vegetable. And I was like, how about candy corn? That's like a birthday vegetable. And they were like, no, it's still not a vegetable. And candy corn is for Halloween, not birthdays. And I was like, whatever, it's birthday vegetables.